Miami's superintendent wants lawmakers to rewrite the controversial HB 7069 before next year's legislative session starts in January.
Some of the most onerous implications specific to 7069 do not begin until February of 2018. So there is time, and there are mechanisms and vehicles to bring about some changes.
Carvalho is opposed to aspects of the law that divert local construction funding and federal Title I money from traditional schools to privately run charter schools. It also gives some charters independence from elected school boards.
Those are three significant elements that can be addressed in a collaborative, negotiated way before litigation is contemplated.
House and Senate leaders don't seem interested. Governor Rick Scott's spokeswoman said he doesn't expect lawmakers to convene early on any issue. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.